So doing the Chovat Talmidim, we're up to page 8, the second paragraph. Aval b'dvarim elu bilvad lo yitzanu didei chovateinu. But with this alone, we haven't yet fulfilled our obligation. So he says, with this alone, we haven't yet fulfilled our obligation. Ki af im nachdor el atzmut yishuto shekol sechel hanach al yedei shenaskileyu. Even if we enter his personality, because we've given him knowledge, ad shebedatoy yavin ki achayut al atzmo, even if we reach a point where he understands that the responsibility for his own education lies on himself, uvedat atzmo yirtze litchazek v'lavod avodat hakodesh, and of his own will, of his own understanding, he'll reach a point where he wants to strengthen himself and to do the holy service of Hashem. Mikol makom alo amanu shelo bilvad tzichlo ragam yishiyuto hargashotav itpaolutav apit laavotav mitkadmot latzet kodem zmanan ligot leish atzmai. Nonetheless, we already said that it's not only his intellect that takes form so early, but it's also his independence, his feelings, the things that impress him, the things that excite him. All these things, they take form before he is really old enough that they should take form. Litragesh v'litlahev, to get excited, there are two terms really for getting excited over something. Meyopiam dume shel shtutei olam, from the beauty that's only an imagined beauty of the foolishness of the world, like the theaters, that there are things that the world presents and they seem beautiful, but really it's just an imagined beauty. And so too, from the different forms of jest and I think it's called wayless ways of the world, that as though there, you could do whatever you want. And if we don't come quickly, early enough, to arouse his soul, that he should get excited from every mitzvah, and that he should be amazed at the Torah and the light of Hashem, lo nifal mu'uma chas v'shalom, so then we won't be able to do anything, God forbid. Ki avim b'sichlo yavin, because even if he understands intellectually, shachov alav lechanech tatzmo, that he's responsible for educating himself, mikol makom hargeshotav v'tshukotav, nonetheless, his feelings, his desires, yisiru min haderech hatov, will move him off the good path. El haderech shaf be'atzmo mevin shera'u, a path which even he himself understands is bad. So he's saying it's not enough that we work with him intellectually and get him to understand that he's responsible for his own education. We need to get him to feel, to get excited over the Torah and the mitzvot, because if we only get him to understand intellectually, so then, you know what? The theaters are far more enticing than the Gemara, because if, like he mentioned, that his feelings take root and form much more powerfully in this generation, and much earlier than they did in other generations, and he decides, no, the theater is far more impressive, and all kinds of things are going to impress him and get him to go down a path which is not the path of Torah, even though intellectually he may understand that his education is his own responsibility. Ki ha'im en rov ha'poshim mevinim ba'atzmam b'tchilatam et ma'aseihem sh'ra'im hem. Don't most criminals understand initially that what they're doing is bad? Mikol makom hagashat avotehim. But what happens is that their desires mitgaberet al da'atam, their desire overcomes their intellect, la'afilam liber shachat, to throw them down to hell. Vezeo ha'ikar b'torat ha'chasidut, and this is the primary point when it comes to chasidut, shelo yistapek ha'ish b'sichlo levad, that a person says it's not enough that intellectually asher koveh ba'avodah k'etkashurut asher b'sichel levad asher koveh ba'avodah, but what really ultimately this is the decisive factor in the service of Hashem, k'etkashurut asher b'sichel levad eina kesher shel kayama, the bind that's only intellectual is not a bind that's going to last. Yecholu l'shabdo, a person can decide, yes, I will put myself to this work, v'ladat beru b'sichlo, and the person could reach a point where he understands in his mind shirak et Hashem tzrichu la'avod, that he should serve only Hashem, b'chol pirtei machshava dibur ma'aseh shelo, in all aspects of his thought, speech, and action, u'mikol makom, but nonetheless, libo v'chol gufo rechokim, his heart and body are still going to remain distant. Et kol nefsho v'chayuto v'chayut gufo tzrichu lekasher. The Hasidut stresses that in one service of Hashem, one has to connect all his life, all his body. צריך לחדור על נפשו להעלותיו לעוררה. He has to enter his soul to arise it, to arouse it, that it should be excited בכל מצווה בתורה ובתפילה, with every mitzvah and Torah and tefillah. And this is what the Hasidut stresses, his oirerus, the Hasidim call it, that a person gets aroused to do the mitzvot with excitement. תתענג בו נגרוחני, that one's soul has pleasure, spiritual pleasure, ותשמח בה, and one soul is happy with the mitzvot. וכשם קשר גם את נפשו, אף חיותו, and when he binds his soul, his life, אף חיות גופו, even his physical living, his material living, if he binds that to the mitzvot, אז חוץ מזה שהמצוות והעבודה שעושה יותר עילאות הן ויותר קדושות, then not only are the mitzvot and service that he does on a higher level and more holy, עוד זאת, furthermore, בטוח הוא יותר שיוכל לעמוד נגד יצרו, he could be more confident that he will be able to stand up to his יצר, ולא יקרע מן מקור החיים, and he won't be torn from the source of life, ויושלח כל כך מהרה על באר שחד על ידי פיתוי יצרו, and he won't find himself going to the depths, going to the to perdition swiftly because of his Yetzer's seduction. So the Chovat HaTalmidim, the Piyaseichner Rebbe says, when we're working with children, and we said we have to get them to understand that the responsibility of their own education is their own. He says it's not enough to work with their understanding. We also have to work with their emotions, to get them to feel excited over their learning, to get them to want to, and to be excited over, and to be impressed with the mitzvot and the avodat Hashem.